This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on WWO Sports Talk, joining me and Charlie Long. New Saints tight end Jack Stahl joins the radio huddle. Jack, how the heck are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Just happy to be a Saint over here.
Awesome to hear, and you know, always curious about people's journey. I know you started out growing up in Colorado. Was football always something that was on the mind of a young Jack Stahl?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, I had cousins play all over, some at Notre Dame, Ohio State, Harvard. So, you know, I just grew up with, in a football extended family. So football was always on my mind. It was always something. I was a young kid looking up to those guys. So it was it's always been something that I've looked forward to and, you know, love playing.
So how does a Colorado guy end up going to Nebraska?
Well, you know, it's a state over, and to be honest with you, it was really had a lot to do with some of the coaches there. They ended up, you know, catching my tape somehow. They liked it, and actually, you know, some of the coaches who are now in New Orleans ended up being on that staff too, including, you know, my tight ends coach, okay. Chase, and so, you know, it was one of those deals where you know, I was lucky enough for them to like me. They ran a pro style offense at the time, and that was pretty enticing to me. So, you know, they lured me in there, and you know, never looked back.
Jack, undrafted in 2021, entering your fifth year in the NFL. I just wanted to give you the chance. Introduce yourself to the Who Dat Nation. What can they expect from you as the tight end of the black and gold offense?
No doubt. You know, listen, I'm going to be a guy who's going to leave everything out on that field. That's something I take pride in. I think, you know, I'm just blessed to be able to keep cleats on my feet for a job, and that's how I want to keep it. And so I'll go out there and, you know, give everything I got for Who Dat Nation. And it's been an unbelievable, you know, just past week of just seeing the fans, all the love that they show. And listen, you're going to get everything from me. You know, I know I'm looked at as just a run blocking guy, and listen, I'll bring that, but I'm looking forward to, you know, expanding my role here. And, you know, that's something I talked with some of the coaches about, and something that, you know, I'm really putting on myself this year is to be an all around tight end and not just looked at as some run blocking guy. So listen, you'll see me giving my all every time I'm out on that field, and hey, nothing less.
Jack, before we kind of get into, like, every single free agent that we've talked to has some sort of connection to a coach or just a connection to the team in general, but your connections, obviously, with the Eagles, we'll talk a little bit about Kellen Moore in a second here, but I wanted to ask you about TJ Paganetti, who has been with Philadelphia for what it seems like forever, and he's still a very young guy, 35 years old, but in 2023 specifically, he was the assistant tight ends coach. It was one of, like, the 20 roles that he served with the Eagles' assistant staff, so you worked directly with him, and he's coming out to New Orleans as the run game coordinator. I want to get your thoughts on your connection with Paganetti.
Yeah, TJ is my guy. He's an unbelievable guy in general. You know, someone who, whenever he's in the room, he's going to get the boys going. You know, you can always chop it up with him, and it'll be a good time. But, you know, he's just a smart football mind. And, you know, one of the biggest things I think that happened with him is just working under Jeff Stoutland in Philly, who, you know, is a really well-known line coach throughout the NFL. And, you know, he's been able to work under him, and, you know, you learn a lot whenever you're with someone like that. And he's just been soaking up knowledge, and he's one of those guys who he'll get everything right in the run game. And listen, he will dot his I's and cross his T's. He'll make sure every little detail is taken care of. So I couldn't be more happy to be with him again, and he'll be making sure that run game's looking good out here.
You know, all the talk, I feel like, leading up to the hiring of Kellen Moore as the head coach of the Saints was how young he was to be, you know, considered for the job. But when you look at the experience and obviously the playing time he's had around the NFL, very seasoned coach coming into his first head coaching gig. But from your experience around him, what can Hudats and what do you expect out of Kellen Moore?
Listen, Kellen is an unbelievable coach, and just in my, you know, couple months that I was in Philly with him, you know, one thing I noticed that I think he does a phenomenal job of is looking at the personnel he has and adjusting the offense to them. You know, there are some coaches who will be stagnant and they'll just run whatever their offense is and just find a way to make it work. I think from what I saw, Kellen did a phenomenal job of looking at the personnel he had and adjusting the offense to what the guys were out on the field. And that's something that, you know, as simple as that sounds, that doesn't happen across the NFL that often. There's a lot of coaches who will just run their system. And he did a phenomenal job of doing that. He's an awesome guy just to have around. You know, he's someone very – who will make sure that all the players are taken care of. And, you know, he's someone that you like having, you know – kind of taking steer of the ship over there. He's someone that you look forward to having, and you know he'll make it so that you walk in the building and you're happy to be there. And he'll get the job done. I know that for sure.
The Eagles showed it last year, Jack. I mean, being able to run the football and stop the run still plays in the NFL. Yes, it's kind of turned into a passing league, but you still got to be able, when it comes down to January and February, run the football, stop the run. And in the run game, obviously we mentioned TJ, we mentioned Kellen, bringing over some pieces from that Eagles run game that was so elite this past year. But kind of give your thoughts on, you know, being a run blocker and being able to step up and beat down whoever's the opposite side of you, so to speak, and really kind of open up some holes, because the black and gold run game is something that definitely needs to improve.
Yeah, and listen, I think really in the run game, it's a lot about leverage. It's a lot about angles and just understanding the intent of the play. And that's one thing that, you know, having someone like a TJ in the room is phenomenal having, because he'll teach you where the ball is supposed to hit, where you know the ball could bounce back to. And so he does a phenomenal job of that. And, you know, it's something that it really is an art that, you know, kind of gets lost a little bit, is just understanding leverage, understanding defenses, what they're presenting to you, what a certain defense will give you in the run game. So it's really something that I know between Kellen, between us, between, you know, TJ, between everyone on the staff, I know that they'll get all those details dialed. And I'm just excited to see what Kellen creates out down here in New Orleans.
Jack, what can Hudats know about you off the field? What are things like you like to get into when it's not all about football?
Listen, I've been all over. You know, I'm a man of many hobbies. You know, we start with golf. I'm not too good, but you know, I'll pretend and say I am. I'll go out there and I'll do okay. But you know what? I love just going out there with some of the guys. That's awesome. You know, I got into hunting this past year. My wife's uncle actually owns some land, so you know we went geese hunting, and I actually was just eating some geese jerky here earlier today. Nice. And then, yeah, really, those are kind of the big hobbies. You know, relaxing, hanging with the boys, having a couple poker nights over a couple cold ones, stuff like that. But listen, I'm all over, and I you know what? There's a lot of things I'll do. As long as you're hanging with the boys, it's normally a good time.
No, it's a sportsman's paradise, I'm sure you've heard over here. So plenty of fishing, hunting, golf as well. You're going to definitely enjoy it. There's even the Saints hold a charity golf event every year. I know you'll enjoy being part of that as well. As for the food scene, I'm sure, you know, that's something I don't know if you've had experience with here yet at all.
Have you been to New Orleans yet, Jack?
So, yes, I went back to sign about a week ago, and that was just a quick day trip. But, you know, me and my wife actually went down there, I want to say about 2 years ago, and, you know, did the typical Bourbon Street and, all, you know, did a, you know, riverboat tour and all that. And so I'll tell you what, just walking down and just you walk into a random spot, and it's some of the best food you'll have in your life. I had a po' boy. That was phenomenal. You know, I don't know what you guys do down there, but even the Popeyes taste better. So, listen, it'll be I'm looking forward to it, and trust me, I'll be having to watch my diet a little more closely.
Yeah, everyone down here has got to be a little bit careful. But, Jack, I just wanted to ask you as well, have you spoken to any of your new offensive teammates, quarterback Derek Carr, any of the receivers, offensive linemen, other tight ends, any of that just yet?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, mostly it's been tight ends. You know, I saw Foster when I came in and signed. It was kind of a day where I think it was just mostly – you know, a couple guys in the building, but Foster was one of them, and he's a phenomenal guy and always been someone. I actually met him at the tight end U event that they hold every single year out in Nashville. So he's an awesome dude. You know, Juwan hit me up on Instagram, and, you know, he seems like a phenomenal guy. And listen, I think it'll be an awesome room, and it'll just be a room that gels really well together. And I think whenever you spend that much time doing something and enjoying being around a certain group of guys, it'll be awesome. So I have no doubt it'll be a phenomenal room.
Jack, definitely appreciate the time. Thanks so much, and look forward to seeing you in action with the Hoodats this year. I know you're going to be enjoying, relishing the home crowd in the Caesars Superdome. It's quite an amazing time, and looking forward to seeing all that comes for the black and gold this year. Thanks so much for the time.
Anytime. Let's get after it. Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Jack.
Jack Stahl, new Saints tight end, joining us right here on WWL Saints Radio. Good stuff from Jack, wishing him the best. And I know, you know, we've read about a lot how he's really a run-blocking specialist. And, you know, Alvin Kamara will definitely appreciate his presence.
Yeah, absolutely. But also his comments talking about how he wants to be a more all-around tight end. Looking really forward to seeing what Jack Stahl does this offseason in the camps and OTAs and mini camp, and then later on training camp. It's definitely an exciting signing because, you know, Jeff had made this great point when we were talking about all the faces from the Eagles that are coming over to New Orleans. And the one thing you wanted to kind of replicate, so to speak, from Philadelphia was that rushing attack. Get as many guys involved in as possible, right? As we mentioned with Paganetti and Nussmeier and Moore, and now a tight end that was kind of viewed as the quote-unquote blocking tight end as well with Jack Stahl. So a lot of exciting pieces coming over from Philadelphia.